Excuse me, Professor. Do you have a minute? I know it's late and your office hours ended a while ago, but I wanted a chance to talk to you. Is that okay? Oh, thank you. I hoped I'd get a chance to talk to you today. I thought I was too late, but then I saw that the lights for your office were still on. You really are always here so late. All the other staff have already left, but you're still working. You're always working so hard for us. Most of the other professors in the department don't really care about us students. You're the only one who lets us just come and talk to you like that. I guess that's part of why you're so popular, though. You didn't know that? Of course you're popular. Your classes are always the first to fill up, even the ones that aren't required for our major. And people are practically lining up to get into your office hours. That's why I had to come so late to get a chance to talk to you alone. Oh, yeah. I didn't just come here to tell you how popular you are. I actually had something pretty personal to talk about. Is that okay? It is? Thank you. Then, would you mind if I close the door? I know that no one's here, but just in case someone comes by, it's a bit embarrassing to talk about. It's nothing bad, it's just what I came to tell you isn't something that I'm comfortable having a lot of people over here. Well, you're not comfortable with that? I guess being behind closed doors with a female student could raise a few eyebrows. I understand. You're so conscientious, Professor. I guess that's why it's comfortable to talk to you. Anyway, what I wanted to talk to you about isn't anything related to your classes or to school. I wanted to talk to you about something else I've been doing. Something that's kind of a hobby of mine. I haven't actually told anyone else about this, but I thought that you'd understand. You see, for the last several months, I've been making erotic audio. That's right. I record myself talking about erotic things, playing characters in sexual situations. Sometimes I just record myself masturbating, letting thousands of people hear me bring myself to orgasm. I do it because I know it makes other people feel good. I know that lots of people like to listen to me. I've had dozens of comments tell me how my voice made them feel. That my words alone were enough to make them come. Yes, I know this is inappropriate for a student to talk about in front of their professor, but I needed to tell you. You see, there's a scriptwriter for erotic audio I've been following for a while. I love their work, and they've inspired some of the best performances I've ever done. I always loved seeing their feedback on my performances, and for my most recent audio, I noticed something. The way they phrase things, the words they use, it all sounded familiar. The feedback this writer gives, it sounds exactly like the feedback you give me on my writing for your class. Well, okay, not exactly like your feedback on my classwork. You've never told me that my essays made you come. But there are enough similarities that I started watching for signs, and I began to notice more and more. I saw that when this scriptwriter mentioned he had been up all night working on a script, you looked tired the next day. I found some of the writing samples that you gave us for class and noticed that even though the situations are obviously different, the voice is the same. The way you evoke emotion with so few words is the same. If I'm wrong, I'm sorry, but I've become more and more certain every day. So please tell me if I'm right. You're not saying anything, Professor. If it wasn't you, you'd be denying it right now. The fact that you won't deny it tells me I'm right. And it tells me that you know who I am too. You know now The performer you like so much is standing right in front of you. You're realizing that all this time, the voice you've been listening to, the voice that's given you so much pleasure, is the voice of your student. I knew it. I knew it was you. What? Oh no. Of course I won't tell anyone. I would never do anything that could get you in trouble. You're one of my favorite professors. Seeing you fired is the last thing I'd want. I wanted to know because I wanted to thank you in person. I really meant it when I said I love your work. I mean, I guess I've told you that over and over online, haven't I? But being able to tell you in person is special, isn't it? I wanted to tell you just how much I love it. And I wanted to tell you what it does to me. All those delicious, wonderful things you've described my voice doing to you, your words do the same thing to me. So, is it all right if I close the door now, Professor? Okay. There. I know that no one was there to overhear us, but it was a bit embarrassing to talk like that with the door open. This is much more comfortable, isn't it? I know this must be a lot to take in. You probably never thought you'd meet any of the performers you wrote for, much less find out that one of them is your student. I wonder, though, did you really never suspect anything? You always comment on how much you love my voice. Did you never make the connection that I have the same voice as your favorite performer? I guess listening to someone talk about schoolwork is a bit different from listening to erotic audio. But you do still like to hear me talk, right? I'm glad. I thought that since you like listening to me so much, I could give you a special performance to show how much I appreciate you, both as a professor and a writer. Yes. I know anything sexual would be inappropriate for a professor and student to do, but it's fine if it's just talking, right? If all you're doing is listening to me, then there's really no difference from what you've already done. You've listened to so many of my audios before. Is that really any different from hearing me talk to you in person? Of course it isn't any different. So there's nothing wrong with this at all. As long as we don't touch each other, there's nothing wrong with this. Here, I think we can make this more comfortable for you. Try closing your eyes. That's how you listen to my audios, right? So try it now. Just close your eyes and listen. There. Now it's just my voice. You don't have to look at me and see your student. You can just think of me as the voice you love. Does this make you more comfortable? Just to listen to me and not worry about who it is speaking to you? Good. This is for you, so I want you to enjoy it. Do you like if I get closer like this? If I move up behind you and whisper right in your ear? You just shivered, Professor. Do you like it when you feel my breath against your ear? Wow. I always love to read your comments describing all the dirty things my voice does to you, but seeing it for myself is better than I could have imagined. Just keep listening to my voice. Just keep letting my whispers relax you. I know we agreed touching would be inappropriate, but what if it was just a little massage? What if I just rub your shoulders a little, like this? This isn't wrong, right? This is just to relax you. And it is relaxing, isn't it? Good. You're so tense. You always overwork yourself, don't you? You work so hard for us. But you need to take care of yourself too. Or better yet, let me take care of you. Let me relax you with gentle touches and sweet whispers. Let all the stress drain out. Just lie back and let me gently squeeze all your worries away. Take deep, deep breaths and let them out. Breathe in and out. In and out. I want you completely relaxed for me, Professor. I want you to feel as good as possible. Is there anything else you want me to do? Okay, I'll keep going if that's what you want. I'll help you relax and feel good. There is one thing I'd like you to do for me, though. Something that I know will make you feel even better. I know you don't just close your eyes and lean back when listening to my audios. You're engaged with them a much different way. So why don't you take out your cock for me? Don't say anything. Don't open your eyes. Just stay relaxed. If you don't want to do it, that's fine. You don't have to say anything. But it wouldn't be wrong, right? It's not as if we'd be touching each other. You've already stroked yourself to me dozens of times before, right? You stroked your hard, throbbing cock to my voice over and over again. This is no different, right? There isn't anything wrong with this at all. So go on. It will feel so, so good to stroke yourself to my voice. There's no need to hold back. Just let me see you. I want to see how good I make you feel. I can already see the front of your pants swelling up. It seems so uncomfortable. Wouldn't it be better just to take it out? Just imagine how good it will feel. Just remember how good my voice always makes you feel. Go on, let me see you. Oh, wow. It's so beautiful. This is better, isn't it? And it can feel even better than this. Go ahead and start stroking, slowly, gently. Make yourself feel good for me. Just stay relaxed and feeling good. I'll just keep massaging your shoulders while you stroke yourself. I'll make slow little circles on your back while you slowly pump your cock up and down. Does it feel good, Professor? You always write about how much my voice turns you on. Is it turning you on now? Is your cock so hard and throbbing because of me? Hearing you say that makes me feel good too. Seeing you like this, watching you give yourself pleasure, it's making me feel really hot too. I always loved seeing my listeners tell me how good I made them feel, but I never thought actually watching it would be so hot. You look so, so hot like this. Well, you're always hot. Girls don't pack the front of your class just because we like your teaching, you know. I could name a dozen girls who would kill to see you like this. But I'm the only one who gets to. I'm the only one who gets to see the hottest professor on campus stroking himself for me. Keep going. Keep stroking yourself. It's okay to go faster if you want. Whatever feels good for you. I want to see the way you like to pleasure yourself. I want to see you feel good. Did you just moan for me? Oh wow, that was really, really hot. Moan for me more. Let me hear how good I make you feel. There's no need to hold it in. No one will hear us. You can let it out as much as you want. Oh yeah, that's so good. I'm supposed to be the one turning you on, but hearing you moan like that is really getting to me, and watching you stroke your beautiful cock is almost too much for me to take. Go on, don't hold back. Stroke it faster. I want to see what you look like, lost even more in pleasure. I want to hear what your voice sounds like as you come. I want to see you shoot your load out all over the floor of your office. I'm going to count you down, okay? You always write such lovely comments on my countdown audios, so I know you love that. Keep at that pace while I count. Let it build up. 10 9 8 Faster now. Push yourself right to the edge. 7 6 5 4 Don't hold back. It's almost time to let it out. 3 2 1 Come for me. Come for me. Oh, yes. Spill it all out. Moan for me as your hands milk out every last drop. Oh, God. It just won't stop. It's so beautiful. Keep going. Don't stop stroking until you're completely empty for me. You're all finished now, aren't you? Good. Now you can just relax again. Just relax into my voice. Let all the tension out. Wow, Professor, that was amazing. I never imagined that actually seeing the effect my voice has on someone would be that intense. You enjoyed that, right? Yes, I can see how much you did. But I want to hear you say it too. Or maybe, if you can't find the words now, you can just write about it and send it to me later. You know where to find me online after all. I really should go now. All of that made me really turned on, and if I don't take care of that, I might just go crazy. Oh, I know. I'll just record myself and post that as my newest audio. Maybe I'll call it Moaning and Coming from My Favorite Professor. You'd like to hear that, right? Of course you would. I look forward to hearing what you think of it. Well, bye, Professor. I'll see you in class. And maybe in your next office hours.